two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Nice temperatures in downtown Salt Lake City. It's partly cloudy and 72 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, Zions Bank is having another rough day in the stock market, along with other large regional banks. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the breakdown. Amy?
Maria, Zions Bancorp stock has dropped 64% in the last year, and today they're down slightly, but they're not alone. Dozens of regional bank stocks are tumbling today, the biggest of which is PacWest, which is down a whopping 43% at last check. PacWest Bank saying it's exploring options after its share price plunged. Here's ABC's business correspondent Alexis Christophorus with details.
Investors are waiting for the next shoe to drop with all of this banking turmoil. PacWest may be it. It is a much smaller bank than Silicon Valley Bank and First Republic Bank. It has about $44 billion in assets. It's based in Los Angeles. The stock is down 70% since the beginning of the year. So they are definitely looking for some help. They're saying they're exploring all potential options, which include a possible sale. So it looks as though, you know, the turmoil in the banking sector is not over yet.
This all started last night and has just been getting worse throughout the day. Of course, this is all after that banking crisis in March with the failures of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The jury in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell won't hear the secret recordings of her conversations with her, her husband, and others. Judge Boyce said recordings Vallow Daybell's lawyers wanted to play constitute hearsay and can't be admitted. The judge says if the witness who made the recordings contradicts himself in cross-examination, then maybe the recordings would be admitted. Gas prices are rising again in Utah. The average cost of regular unleaded is now $3.93, up 23 cents in the last month. AAA spokesperson Julian Parides says it's likely because of a supply chain problem.
There's some regional refineries in Texas and New Mexico. Normally that wouldn't impact Utah that much, but because it's such a big issue for the entire region, that gas has to come in from somewhere.
While Utah's prices are among the 10 most expensive in the U.S. right now, we are doing way better than this time last year when the statewide average was $4.51. KSL's top national stories, the leader of the Proud Boys, at least three other Proud Boy members, have been found guilty of seditious conspiracy.
Jurors in Washington reached a verdict in the Proud Boys' January 6th seditious conspiracy trial, convicting Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio of seditious conspiracy for his role in the deadly attack on the Capitol 2 years ago. Three of the far-right group's lieutenants were also found guilty of the same charge: Ethan Nordine, Joe Biggs, and Zachary Rail. Those three were also convicted of other crimes, including conspiring to obstruct the certification of the 2020 election, actual obstruction of the certification, and aiding and abetting in destruction of government property. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
The Proud Boys leaders were acquitted of charges that they assaulted, impeded, or resisted officers. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer has more.
As we see a partial victory here, I would expect that if someone can be convicted of leading a seditious conspiracy from outside in Baltimore and not even in D.C., then those who are charged with him are likely to be convicted of similar charges, if not at least some of the lesser ones.
The jury has not reached a verdict for a fifth defendant, Dominic Pizzola, who was also charged with seditious conspiracy, among other riot-related counts. Other national stories KSL is following. The Senate heard from the Director of National Intelligence about threats that the U.S. government is facing. Avril Haines told the committee China and Russia could certainly look to capitalize on a U.S. default of debt.
Even as the rhetoric has become more heated, we continue to assess that Beijing wants to preserve stability and avoid triggering additional technology restrictions or sanctions from the United States and our partners as they seek to narrow the gap in their economic and technological competition with us.
The director also talked about the recent leak of classified documents from the Pentagon, calling it extremely frustrating, obviously. Drones were intercepted over the skies of two Ukrainian cities last night, believed to be Russian retaliation for an alleged assassination attempt. Russia is accusing Ukraine of trying to assassinate President Vladimir Putin. Ukraine has denied those claims. Russia also pointing the finger at the U.S. for the drone attack. ABC News contributor and former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy says that that claim is far-fetched.
They know that President Putin's now currently indicted by the ICC. They're trying to can obviously make a claim that it was assassination attempt against his life, potentially to try to put some parity in that. But I doubt that's going to work with anybody, quite frankly, except for his inner circle, maybe.
Mulroy says it's much more likely that Russia is trying to drum up sympathy for Putin. Ed Sheeran didn't copy Marvin Gaye. A New York jury says the singer didn't infringe on Gaye's copyright in his song, Thinking Out Loud. The song won Sheeran his first Grammy and had to repeatedly play the award-winning song on the stand during the trial. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Nice and quiet on the Valley roadways. We have good speeds on all the freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. And if you're coming into downtown Salt Lake City from northbound I-15, all clear, all lanes of travel open, no more accident, debris, or situation as you come off of the 6th South exit at 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
When is a reliable forecast ever been so important? Record temperatures is a bad equation. These temps are melting that snow. So use traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Listen mornings and afternoons to KSL News Radio.
Give your small business one tech solution that checks all the boxes. It's all here with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's cyber threat security for peace of mind. Check. The power of the largest, fastest, reliable network for small business. That's a triple box check right there. And save up to 75% a year on your wireless bill with Comcast Business Mobile. Check and cha-ching. It's everything you need to keep your business connected. From the company powered by the next generation 10G network. The complete connectivity solution. Get started for just $49 a month for 12 months when you add mobile. And ask about an $800 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 5/21/23. Restrictions apply. Requires 2-year agreement, EcoBill, and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares weighted average of top 3 carriers. Taxes and fees extra. Reduce speeds after use of monthly data. Savings vary.
This May brings the Utah Opera season finale that's been turning heads all year long. The Revolution of Steve Jobs, an opera as innovative as its inspiration. Steve Jobs changed our world forever. Now, his story takes the stage. Discover the human behind the devices we use every day. His genius, his complexities, and his flaws. In a performance so convincing, you'll be half certain you're witnessing the man himself. With rave reviews across North America, this must-see Grammy Award winner comes to Utah. Thoroughly modern, sung in English, and running 90 minutes. Rethink everything you know about opera. Be there for the Salt Lake City premiere of The Revolution of Steve Jobs, May 6th through 14th at Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $30, half off for anyone under 30, at utahopera.org.
When is the artistry of the Utah Symphony? With a live performance, go to utahsymphony.org. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top stories. Zions Bank is trading down again today. The bank's stock has been underperforming compared to its competitors all week. Now it's further impacted by PacWest trading down. Stocks there are down around 40% this hour. KSL News Time, 12:08. Head of Utah's Department of Corrections is retiring. Brian Nielsen is stepping down just a few days after the department was sued by people who say the department has released some violent inmates too early. Governor Spencer Cox thanked Nielsen for helping the department get through COVID and the move to a new state prison. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits has started creeping up again.
In the week ending April 29th, an estimated 242,000 first-time jobless claims were filed. That's an increase of 13,000 from the week before. And the trend line is showing a steady rise in that number, with the four-week moving average for unemployment filings up to 239,000. The Labor Department found the biggest increases in Massachusetts, Illinois, and New York State.
The fastest job growth in April came in leisure and hospitality, followed by education and health services and construction. Several universities are sending off this year's batch of graduates. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Pomp and circumstance will serenade students at UVU starting at 6:30 this evening. The ceremony will be at the UCCU Center. Cheering on U of U graduates will take place at the John M. Huntsman Center at 6 p.m., and it's open to the public. Salt Lake Community College held their ceremonies this morning at the Maverick Center.
The U is graduating its largest class ever with over 8,700 students. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
It is a quiet start to your noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along. Now, we did have one small accident northbound I-15 by Pleasant Grove Boulevard that quickly got pulled to the right. We're not seeing any backups there or anywhere else on I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. The rest of your Valley Freeways and our main secondaries are crash-free and delay-free. Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Weber County Fairgrounds in August this weekend. Get great deals on guns. Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Weber County Fairgrounds in Ogden this weekend. Get great deals on guns, ammo, accessories. Plus, you can buy, sell, or trade at the show. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And it's not even Monday.
I know.
The day started. Thanks, Ricky.
We've got highs right around 73 today with a slight chance for thundershowers in the afternoon. Overnight lows, upper 40s. Tomorrow, 67 with billowing clouds and a slight chance for a shower, mainly in the mountains. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's a bit blustery in downtown Salt Lake City. Pretty windy, but a nice 72 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, Ed Sheeran has triumphed in a copyright lawsuit brought against him. We'll go in depth with his reaction coming up next.
Are you looking for ways to spend more time outdoors with your family? Well, I've got good news. With the weather changing and the sun coming out, now is the time for gardening. Start a new family tradition this spring with a beautiful flower bed or easy container garden. Flower gardening is a great way to get the kids outdoors, getting their hands dirty, and creating something special. So many wonderful life lessons can be learned through nurturing plants, and it's an activity we can do right in our own yards. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for 80 years. That's a fourth generation, local, family business, growing plants and jobs right here in the beautiful mountain valleys of Utah. For more information on gardening with ornamental plants, or to find a garden center that carries flowers from the Olson family, head on over to OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens. That's OGG.com to dream big, dream bold, dream in color.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. It's all about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Do you love your house and hate the thought of assisted living? Whether you're caring for a loved one in your home right now or planning to live independently in the years ahead, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They can completely remodel your old bathroom in just 3 days and back up their work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee on both their quality and craftsmanship. If all you need is a new walk-in tub or easy entry shower to make your life easier, they could do just that for you. Avoid the hassle and stress of remodeling. Check them out on the web at 3daykitchen.com or call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath for your free design consultation today. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. It's about time.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Zions Bank and other regional banks are having another rough day in the stock market as the share price for PacWest Bank completely plummets. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, gas prices are on the rise in Utah. We are now among the 10 most expensive places to fill up in the country. Third, traffic and weather with Ricky Meese.
No accidents, no delays on your valley freeways or main secondaries. We have had a little bit of road work causing some reduced speeds in Taylorsville at Redwood Road and 5400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're backing it off to low 70s today and a chance for thunderstorms. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 72 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Manhattan, a jury finding pop star singer Ed Sheeran is not liable in the copyright infringement trial that his song, Thinking Out Loud, was a copied in part from Marvin Gaye's 70s hit, Let's Get It On. Sheeran spoke after the decision, calling the claims baseless.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all.
ABC's Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse with more on the case.
Sheeran's trial lasted 8 days, but jury deliberations lasted just a few hours before deciding that Sheeran was not liable for copyright infringement, as the family of Ed Townsend, Marvin Gaye's co-writer on Let's Get It On, had alleged, and their attorney, Ben Crump, had pleaded with the jury to please give credit where credit is due.
A federal jury convicted four Proud Boy members today in the seditious conspiracy trial surrounding the January 6th attack certification of the 2020 presidential results. Former leader of the far-right group Enrique Tarrio and members Ethan Nordine, Joseph Biggs, and Zachary Rau faced multiple counts. The jury convicted Tarrio even though he was not there on January 6th. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer says it sets a precedent.
It lets people know that regardless of where you are, whether you're marching on the steps of the government, whether it be the Senate, the judicial branch, whatever branch you're on, or if you are miles away organizing such action, that you will be prosecuted and found guilty.
The jury still deliberating charges against the fifth Proud Boy member on trial. Striking members of the Writers Guild of America on day three of their walkout, they're demanding better pay and residuals from streaming platforms. In a show of solidarity of the writers' strike, actress Drew Barrymore announcing she's backing out of hosting the MTV Movie and TV Awards. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Ed Sheeran, as you just heard on ABC News, didn't steal from Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
I've been really trying.
The daughter of Gaye's co-writer brought a suit that said Sheeran and his co-writer stole the melody, harmony, and rhythm of Gaye's song, and a jury said nope. Here's Sheeran's statement after he found out that he had won.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all. But at the same time, I'm unbelievably frustrated that baseless claims like this are allowed to go to court at all. We've spent the last 8 years talking about two songs with dramatically different lyrics, melodies, and four chords, which are also different and used by songwriters every day all over the world. These chords are common building blocks which were used to create music long before Let's Get It On was written, and will be used to make music long after we are all gone. They are in a songwriter's alphabet, our toolkit, and should be there for all of us to use. No one owns them, all the way they are played, in the same way that nobody owns the colour blue. Unfortunately, unfounded claims like this are being fueled by individuals who are offered as music experts in musical analysis. In this instant, the other side's musicologists left out words and notes, presented simple and different pitches as melody, and by doing so, created what I think we proved for all to see were misleading comparisons and disinformation to find supposed similarities where none exist. And I think we proved for all to see that they tried to manipulate my and Amy's song to try and convince the jury that they had a genuine claim.
And again, that is Ed Sheeran after winning a battle in court over a copyright issue. KSL News Time 12:19. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's the latest, Ricky?
Had a little bit of backup on eastbound I-80. It's due to a medical situation in traffic right about State Street. Now, for those who are traveling eastbound I-80, you can get past it just fine, but that right lane is blocked. I-15 travel looks great up and down the I-15 corridor along the Wasatch Front. No other problems to report. The best blanket ever is the best Mother's Day gift ever. A Minky Couture blanket is the gift she'll love. Visit your local Minky Couture for special neighborhood deals or minkycouture.com. Ricky Neese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. Cooler weather has arrived and will stick around for several days. 73 today with a chance for thundershowers by afternoon. Tomorrow we'll call it mostly cloudy, 67. 64 for your Saturday, chance for thundershowers. We keep a slight chance for showers in the forecast on Sunday and Monday, highs in the mid and upper 60s. Working into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we'll go partly cloudy skies with highs right around 70. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 72 degrees. It's been a little bit of blustery, that wind, kicking up all the pollen from all those blossoms. Oh, allergy season. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Markets not doing so hot today. I'm seeing a lot of red numbers. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Tim and Amanda here for our friends at UCCU. I don't know about you, Amanda, but I do take advantage of direct deposit. And one of the biggest hassles of my life in the past was just having to make all of those little payments, you know, that would take hours, it seemed like anyway, when payday came around.
Yeah. And I switched my direct deposits to UCCU. And you know what the first thing was I noticed? I get my money a day earlier. Some people get their money up to 2 days earlier than I ever did before.
And if you have direct deposit right now, it's never been easier for you to switch. You can actually do it by going into UCCU, any of their branches, or with their mobile app.
You know what? Too many people stick with a less than satisfactory banking experience because they think it's too much trouble to switch the paycheck direct deposit. It's not anymore.
Robin Provo says he needed a UCCU employee to help move over 12 different accounts, and they did it in a snap.
UCCU makes it ridiculously easy to open a new account or switch over your direct deposit.
That's why we say, UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Attention all homeowners, it's time to get inspired and upgrade your living space. The Salt Lake Spring Home Expo is back and better than ever. For the ultimate home improvement experience, visit the Mountain America Expo Center May 5th through May 7th. Discover the latest trends in remodeling, outdoor living, and so much more. Meet face-to-face with local and national vendors and contractors. Take advantage of their expertise and advice on any home improvement project you have in mind. Don't miss out on this chance to save big on all your home improvement needs. And the best part? Admission is completely free. Come on down to the Salt Lake Spring Home Expo at the Mountain America Expo Center, May 5th through May 7th. Open Friday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Get ready to be inspired and transform your home into the space you've dreamed of. The Salt Lake Home Expo is sponsored by Home Depot. Visit saltlakehomeexpo.com for more. See you there.
I've worked hard to get where I am. I don't cut corners. I see opportunity and make the most of it. And I'm celebrating that success in style by heading to Jerry Seiner Cadillac to get the car I've been working for.
They have new XT4, 5, and 6 models in stock and the area's largest selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. I've put in the work, and I've earned the luxury that only comes with a Cadillac. If you have too, then it's time to visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've got a honey-do list with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects on it, Any Hour Services can help. Call Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
And if you see news, just text the word news to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 1224. Another rate hike from the Fed. Here's what it means if you have a credit, if you have credit card debt.
The news is not good. If you have a balance on your credit card every month, you are going to be paying more. So rates on credit cards were already at a record high before yesterday's Fed meeting. So now the average rate on a credit card is going to be about 20.5%. So you should see that change happen in the next one or two billing cycles. Of course, if you pay off your credit card balance at the end of each month, you don't need to worry about higher rates. And you should know that if you're perceived as a riskier borrower, rates on credit cards for you could go up even higher.
That is ABC Business Correspondent Alexis Christophorus reporting.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's money. Five Utah hospitals are getting a new name. All five will be called Holy Cross Hospital, with the location name added to the end. For example, Davis Hospital and Medical Center in Layton is now Holy Cross Hospital Davis. It's part of a transition to a Colorado-based owner with Catholic heritage, and the new names are meant to reflect that tradition. Another regional bank has seen shares dive by more than 50%. PacWest Bank is reportedly looking for potential buyers or even splitting up the company. According to Bloomberg News, no companies have shown an interest in a takeover. The parent company of Olive Garden has bought Ruth's Chris Steakhouse for $715 million. Bad news is you won't be able to order unlimited soup and salad at Ruth's Chris, but the good news is Ruth's Chris shares jumped 30%. The deal will likely go through next month. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by more than 300 points, nearly a full percent. It sits at 33,100. S&P 500 down by 25, and the NASDAQ is down by 37 points. There is a big risk of driving some of BMW's most popular sedans and SUVs.
If you own a 3 Series, 5 Series, or X5 made between 2000 and 2006, BMW says stop driving it immediately and go get the airbag replaced. That's because they have an extremely high probability of failure during a crash. This stems from a defect in the Takata-made airbag. Drivers who have an open recall notice can get replacement parts for free through their dealer, as well as free towing or mobile repair. 90,000 vehicles are covered in this recall. Takata first came under scrutiny for defective airbags 10 years ago. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A lot of people have flooding on their mind and the temperatures that'll make it worse.
We need to melt it. It's a pay now, pay later scenario.
Here's the best way to stay updated. Listen to KSL first thing in the day and jump back on in the afternoon for updates. Total coverage, Flood Watch on KSL News Radio.
One of the things that drew me to the SOTA weight loss program, SOTA stands for state of the art, is that I do the program entirely over the phone. I am so busy, Tim, as so many of our listeners are. I didn't have time to drive anywhere. I don't want to drive anywhere and check in with people, have an appointment. I don't even want to talk on the phone. I just text now. It is the most time-efficient way not only of losing the 34 pounds I lost, but of keeping it off on maintenance. Now, I talk to my nutritionist, you know, once every couple of weeks, once a month. I can talk to her more if I want to, but she's there to back me up and keep me on track.
No counting calories, no pills, no appetite suppressants, and it is that relationship with your nutritionist from the very beginning that really makes the difference. So you have that support, but you also have that accountability. And while they're creating good eating habits for you, the accountability that comes along with it is going to help you stay on track for the rest of your life and keep that weight off. Go to SotaWeightLoss.com, spelled S-O-T-A. Thank Tim and Amanda, because Soda Weight Loss is state-of-the-art.
I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio.
And I'm Kellyanne Halverson.
And we're hosts of KSL's Fan Effect podcast.
That's Fan Effect with an E.
We're excited to share with you our knowledge
and arguments
on everything pop culture and fandom, featuring movie and television reviews, pop culture deep dives into video games, cosplay, fandom events, and more. Listen regularly on your favorite podcast platform at KSLNewsRadio.com, KSLPodcasts.com, or on the KSL News Radio app.
And remember, that's Fan Effect with an E.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, for those traveling I-15, you're good to go between Ogden and Provo, either direction. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways all clear, including the medical situation we had in traffic eastbound I-80 between State and 70s. That has also been cleaned up. We do have possible delays due to road work. This is in Wasatch County, northbound on Highway 40 from River Road up to Jordanelle. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
That California low is finally moving into the Intermountain West. We'll go for a high of 73 today and a slight chance for thundershowers by this afternoon. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And for tomorrow, hey, partly cloudy skies. We might even get a little more cloudy by afternoon. High of 67. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. Right now, partly cloudy skies, 72 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. We should be able to breathe a sigh of relief on the flood risk, at least for now. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Only two rivers, the South Fork of the Ogden and the Sevier near Hatch, remain at flood stage today. And National Weather Service meteorologist Hayden Mahan says cooler temps are setting in.
We'll continue this cool spell through the next week or so, but we still have a lot of water up in our mountains. We've only melted about a third of the water.
If we get any more hot days in a row, that could bring the risk back up.
This threat's going to continue to remain for the next couple of months.
We could get some pop-up showers or mountain snow at times with this unsettled pattern, but luckily more average springtime temperatures is pretty ideal for bringing that water down. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
There are still a few flood warnings in place, though. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
The South Fork of the Ogden River and Immigration Creek are the only major flood warnings we're still seeing in the Wasatch Front, but we're even seeing some waterways slow down a bit. But the creek still has the Hogle Zoo on alert. Zoological Risk Manager Jeffrey Landry tells KSL TV they just installed a camera to monitor a culvert that sends water underneath the zoo.
A lot of our staff has access to 24 hours a day, so our night watch staff, when they're here, they can look at their phone and say, okay, the water level's here, the water level's here.
While flows seem to be easing in some places, the Sevier and Bear Rivers appear to be picking up steam. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Water levels are rising at the Great Salt Lake, enough to get over the berm. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonillo continues our team coverage.
Water is now spilling over the causeway berm, built to keep salinity levels appropriately balanced. But officials are saying this is actually a good thing. Last year's historic lows made the south end of the lake too salty. When the water is too salty, it messes with the ecosystem, reducing the amount of brine shrimp and flies hatching, in turn reducing the amount of food for migratory birds.
The berm can be raised or even removed if needed, but officials are holding off on changing it right now, waiting to see how the rest of the snowmelt affects the lake. KSL's top national stories. Growing calls from lawmakers to come to some sort of agreement that would prevent the U.S. from defaulting on its loan obligations. ABC's Karen Travers also says that House Republicans narrowly passed a bill last week that Democrats say is problematic.
It's legislation that does raise the debt ceiling, but also has significant cuts to the federal budget, spending limits for discretionary spending. And the White House has keyed in on this issue about veterans' medical care, saying that it would scale back spending by about 22%. Republicans have forcefully pushed back, saying that is just not true. It doesn't do that. But because there are no specific protections in there, they say it's on the table. That's what the White House is saying. Republicans say they'll make sure it doesn't happen.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has urged lawmakers to come to an agreement or else the U.S. could default next month. A new report on Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas concerning payments he allegedly accepted from a Republican mega donor. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more.
ProPublica has alleged a series of previously undisclosed financial ties between the Supreme Court Justice and Harlan Crow, from luxury vacations abroad to real estate deals. Thomas has called Crow a dear personal friend, hasn't yet commented on this latest report, but there are growing calls for more oversight of the Supreme Court. So far, all nine justices have resisted those calls.
The report also says Crow paid for the private school tuition for Thomas's grandnephew, who Thomas was raising like a son since the late 1990s. Even before the lifting of the COVID-era immigration restrictions, next week, the streets of downtown El Paso on the Texas-Mexico border are filled with asylum seekers.
This is Jim Ryan in Texas, where social service agencies are trying to feed, clothe, and house migrants applying to stay in the country legally. For El Paso businesses,
it has been 14, 15 hours here.
Jesus Solano owns a downtown convenience store near a church where migrants have been camping out.
They ask for soda and also water.
Solano says he feels for the people lined up at his pass-through window.
I was born and raised in Mexico, came here many years ago.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The mayor of Yuma, Arizona, says his city near the Mexico border already feels overwhelmed with the current wave of migrants, and he's not sure what's going to happen when Title 42 expires.
Yuma, National Guard, those would be the people that would come in under a hurricane emergency. I think we need to treat this the same.
Douglas Nichols tells Dave and Dujanovic they are expecting anywhere from 1,500 to as much as 6,000 people a day crossing the border. Title 42 has been used under the Trump and Biden administration to turn away asylum seekers due to the COVID pandemic. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
All clear on your Salt Lake County freeways. No accidents, no delays. We do have a little bit of construction possible causing slowdowns. It is breaking up going northbound in Wasatch to Summit County from River Road on Highway 40 up to Jordan Hill. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
If we got a big debt, it's because we got a spending problem.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Mother, also called mom, doubles as chauffeur, ATM, and someone with great advice and unconditional love. This Mother's Day, make her day with fine jewelry from Shane Company. We have gifts for every mom and everyone special in your life who's like a mom to you. What's great about Shane Company is our endless selection of options. With so many diamonds and colorful gemstones to choose from, we can help you create a one-of-a-kind necklace for mom. Pick a favorite color or choose a birthstone to represent each family member. We source our gemstones from around the world and hand-select the most beautiful ones, so whatever you create for mom, it'll be awesome. Something personal that reflects her style and all your love. When's her birthday? We have zodiac charm necklaces for every sign. Visit us today or shop online at shaneco.com and get free express shipping. Whether you spend a little or a lot, you're going to crush it with a Mother's Day gift from Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and shaneco.com.
That's right. It's me again. And I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton to find something special to give mom for Mother's Day. And of course, at a special price. Right now, all hanging baskets are 20% off. All flats of flowering bedding plants are just $22.98. And all 4.5-inch geraniums in all colors are 20% off, too. That's incredible! J&J Garden Center definitely has the best products at the best price. So give mom something special this Mother's Day with a special purchase from J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Our flood risk is looking a little less dire. Only the South Fork of the Ogden and the Sevier near Hatch remain at flood stage today, and cooler temperatures are on their way. KSL News Time, 12:38. For those over 50, listen up. Using the internet a few hours a day could be good for you. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports a new study found using the internet moderately can help lower your risk of dementia.
The study from the Journal of the American Geriatric Society found that a little internet usage for those 50 to 64 is good, but too much could be bad. Those who use it for 2 or less hours every day were at the lowest risk for dementia, and using it for 6 to 8 hours a day increased your dementia risk. Scientists say this light internet engagement can help develop a defense against cognitive decay, which overall reduces the risk of dementia.
And for adults who use the internet moderately, they have overall better cognitive skills, including memory. Meantime, there are trials underway for an experimental drug to help people diagnosed with early stages of Alzheimer's. Dr. Ronald Peterson is with the Mayo Clinic and says the research holds some promise.
Rather than just treating the symptoms, we may be able to alter the course of the disease with a drug like donanemab. So I think that's pretty important for our patients.
Research shows the drug can slow cognitive decline by 35% by removing sticky plaques from the brain. There are side effects, however, which include brain bleeds. A star student-athlete who suffered a near-fatal heart attack during a practice is bouncing back.
Ebony Sherwood is a star senior at Stebbins High School in Dayton, Ohio. On March 7th, Ebony collapsing during afternoon practice.
We did our first couple sprints, and that's kind of last thing I remember about that day.
With no pulse, trainers started chest compressions on Ebony and used an AED machine. And less than 2 weeks later, she underwent a heart transplant at University of Cincinnati Medical Center, the very same hospital that helped save DeMar Hamlin's life after he too faced a cardiac event on the field.
That is ABC's Will Gans reporting. 4 horse deaths at Churchill Downs this week have left trainers baffled, grieving, and concerned in the lead-up to Saturday's Kentucky Derby. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
In the last week, 4 horses have died. Officials say 2 of those horses, trained by Safi Joseph Jr., collapsed for no apparent reason. One after a race on Tuesday, the other on Saturday.
So it doesn't make sense.
Safi says blood work showed nothing out of the ordinary.
Each of the 4 fatalities appear to have occurred at different times. One trainer is trying to comprehend how 2 of those tragedies happened to him. Churchill Downs has said an investigation is underway. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's up, Ricky?
You're good to go on all the Valley freeways. No accidents and no delays. We have had a little bit of busy traffic, and it could be either direction of 5600 West between 2100 and 3500 South. But overall, kind of a quiet drive. Again, the construction is going to catch you and slow you down if you're on Redwood Road, about 4100 South, as well as 3rd West between 1300 and 1700 South. Experience the best in funk and soul music. Tower of Power, live August 10th at the Kinley Amphitheater in Layton. Tickets on sale now at davisarts.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be running almost 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. High is 73 by this afternoon with a slight chance for thundershowers. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, we'll go 67, mostly cloudy generally, and a slight chance for a shower at the mountaintops. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, 72 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, good and bad news on the flooding front. We'll go in depth coming up next. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Boy, I don't know about you, but I am in the mood for a juicy ribeye steak from my friends at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And, of course, they have other steaks as well. D likes the filet. I don't know what your favorite is, but I do tell you this. I promise it will be cooked to perfection. The food at Ruth's Chris is just remarkable. The ambiance is wonderful. The side dishes, your servers take such good care of you. If it happens to be a special occasion, they make it even grander. I'll use that wonderful old word. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, two locations, Hotel Park City. So if you're heading up into the mountains, what a great time to be up there. Beautiful blue skies and still enough snow to ski, certainly. Boy, is that an understatement. And you'll also find Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City, 275 Southwest Temple.
America's largest producer of gun shows, Crossroads of the West, comes to the Golden Spike Event Center at the Weber County Fairgrounds this weekend. Check it out.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Golden Spike Event Center at the Weber County Fairgrounds. From 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Your ticket is good both days.
The quality of this particular show is extremely high, and the prices have been very fair.
Hundreds of tables for everyone, from the once-a-year hunter to the avid collector. Crossroads features new and used guns, ammo, gun safes, reloading supplies, knives, hunting equipment, scopes, accessories, and more.
I'm going to tell my friends to come out here tomorrow. Check it out.
Collector guns, military guns, handguns, rifles, shotguns, and police supplies. Summit wholesale prices, books, jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
They don't have it here. They don't have it.
This Saturday and Sunday, the Crossroads of the West Gun Show. This is the big one. Now coming with the show at the Golden Spike Event Center at the Weber County Fairgrounds, where you can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads gun shows.
The Utah Division of Emergency Management says make a plan. Identify a meeting place outside your home in case of fire and outside your neighborhood in case you're separated in a disaster. Get a kit. Beside your disaster kit, have at least a 2-week supply of food and water stored at home. Be informed. Check your earthquake and flood insurance. And finally, get involved. Remember, when family members take action toward preparedness, you will all be ready. For more, visit BeReady.Utah.gov. That's BeReady.Utah.gov.
Don't be worried. Be ready. KSL News Radio is partnering with Be Ready Utah to provide the plans your family needs for an emergency, the tools and supplies to keep on hand, and the knowledge on how to keep a cool head. It's Be Ready Utah. Listen for Be Ready tips and tools each Tuesday with Dave Dujanovic. Plus, find the latest preparation info at BeReady.Utah.gov. That's BeReady.Utah.gov. Be Ready Utah with KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1245, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a slight sigh of relief on flood risk. Only two rivers remain at flood stage, but the National Weather Service says we still have two-thirds of our snowpack to come down. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, right now, the Utah State Board of Education is discussing science curriculum in the state and whether they will remove climate change from it. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
A new accident, and this is a spot where we also had debris called out. Northbound I-15 near Main Street in Payson. They are getting it moved over to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s today with a chance for thunderstorms by afternoon. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, breezy, 72 downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
After months of listening to evidence and 1 week of deliberating the charges, a federal jury convicted four members of the Proud Boys in the January 6th seditious conspiracy trial today. It includes a guilty verdict for the one-time leader of the extremist group, even though he wasn't physically at the Capitol the day of the riot.
U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly said the far-right organization's leader, Enrique Tarrio, was convicted
convicted of seditious conspiracy for his role in the deadly attack on the Capitol, accused of conspiring to forcibly prevent the peaceful transfer of power from then-President Trump to Joe Biden in the 2020 election, even though he wasn't present on the ground on January 6th. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
Legal analysts call it a victory for federal prosecutors trying to prove the rarely used seditious conspiracy charge. The four Proud Boy members were acquitted on charges they assaulted, impeded, or resisted officers, and the jury is still deliberating evidence for a fifth Proud Boy member on trial. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Flood Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Good news for flooding, sort of. Things are slowing down as colder weather moves in.
We technically now only have two rivers that are above flood stage, and that's the South Fork of the Ogden in Huntsville, as well as the Sevier River near Hatch, Utah. Those are the only two that are at flood stage, and they're the only two that we anticipate remaining at or above flood stage.
Hayden Mahan is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says all the waterways in the state are running high, fast, and cold, even though they're not at flood stage. And he says there is a chance some waterways could get bumped up.
We have a chance for thunderstorms across northern Utah, and we'll continue to see the threat of precipitation really through the middle of next week. So depending on if we get some moderate to heavy rain over some of these watersheds, it could bump up local rivers and streams temporarily, but they should go back down after the storms and the rain move out of the area.
Mahan says they are not too concerned because the rain won't be coming down that fast. There's just that potential in an isolated thunderstorm or something. Meantime, he says the danger in immigration is going down quickly.
They went below flood stage around midnight last night, and they've remained below flood stage, and they continue to fall. Most of their issues were from the some higher elevation snow melt due to the really warm temperatures. But since we've cooled things down, we've introduced some cloud cover that's actually slowed the melting that goes into that watershed. And we don't anticipate that coming back above flood stage for the foreseeable future.
The cool spell continues through the beginning of next week, but there's still a lot of snow that will need to melt off.
For example, Snowbird, the site that we have up there, it peaked around 72.3 inches of water back in April, and we still are holding on to about 70 inches of water up there. So there's still a lot of snow and water at the highest elevations that still needs to come down. This threat's going to continue to remain for the next couple of months. So if we see another abnormally warm period, then we'll likely see these waterways start to rise again.
Mahan says we have yet to actually see melt in some of the higher elevation snowpacks like the Cottonwood Canyons.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.